Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Welcome to episode number 14 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Boasting in the Lord. Now, most of the time when we think of the word boast, we think of it in a negative way. Because it's true, the word boast means to speak with exaggeration and excessive pride, especially about oneself. But today, we are going to look at how to become women who boast in the Lord. In Psalm 34:2, it says, "My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice." So we want our soul, or everything that makes us up, to boast not in ourselves or in what we do or what we think about ourselves, but to boast in the Lord. And if you're afflicted here today, as it says in Psalm 34, please hear and rejoice in that you still can boast in the Lord, regardless of what has taken place in your life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31, it says, "Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord." So we see it is biblical to boast in the Lord. Now, I would like to take the word boast and make it an acrostic to give us different steps in which we can boast in the Lord. So, boast is B-O-A-S-T. B will stand for believe, a step that we can take. O for obey. A for available. S for surrender. And T for trust. Okay, now let's look at these a little bit more in depth. B for believe. Believe means to place one's trust and confidence in, to be persuaded of, to commit to. So we want to become women who believe and stand on God's word and promises no matter what. We want to be able to have that confidence and be persuaded and commit to God's word and his promises. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, it states, "Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." So we see believing is very important. All right, now our next letter, O. O means to obey, if we're going to boast in the Lord. Obey means to hear, hearken, and listen attentively, to heed to the command and the authority of God. So if we're going to boast in the Lord, we need to be women who develop a lifestyle of obedience to his will. So we're going to listen, and we're going to hearken, and heed to the command and the authority of God. John 14, verse 15 says, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." Next, the letter A means available if we're going to boast in the Lord. Available means to be ready or prepared, being willing to do or to assume a responsibility. If we're going to boast in the Lord, we need to be women who are available to give of themselves in the work of God's kingdom. So we're going to be ready. We're going to be prepared or willing to assume a responsibility to be able to give God the glory for his work here on earth and not try to boast in the task or the things that we do. You could be a good wife, a good Christian leader. You can be one who works in the community and gives of yourself wholeheartedly. But let your boasting, let your accomplishments, let your heart attitude be one that it's really all for the glory of God's kingdom and not your own. All right. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14 and 15 says, "But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify or set apart the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready or be available to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." As we boast in the Lord, we look at the letter S. S means to surrender. Surrender means to yield to the power, control, or possession of God, to give up completely. If we're going to be women who boast in the Lord, we need to be women whose surrender is reflective of a servant's heart and are grateful for the opportunity to use our gifts and our talents, really our very lives, to bring glory to God. Again, here we want to yield to God's power, to His control. We want to give up completely so that God is able, through the power of His Holy Spirit, to work in and through us so that we are able to be the people that we need to be, the women that we need to be Christ-like, to respond to situations that may catch us off guard in a way in which Christ would respond, to have a mindset to look at the world, to look at things that take place in our lives with the mindset of the Lord, and to be able to yield to His power and to His control so that we're able to make right decisions and so that we're able to relate to others in a way that, again, is reflective of God's heart and of a servant's heart, and that we're grateful for even having just one opportunity to be able to surrender and to share Christ with others. In 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse 10, it states, "They said to the Ammonites, 'Tomorrow we will surrender to you, and you can do to us whatever seems good to you.'" And that's what we want to do. If we're going to be women who boast in the Lord, we're like, "Okay, Lord, we're surrendering. You can do whatever seems best to you." And what is the way in which we can really surrender and be able to do any of these other things? It's because we get to the next letter in the word boast. And that is the letter T, which means trust. Trust means to place confidence in, to rely on, to place in one's care or keeping. So if we're going to be women who boast in the Lord, we will be women who most importantly trust in the Lord every day, despite current challenges or situations that take place in our lives, especially, as I said before, those unforeseen circumstances that may take us by surprise. We're going to put our confidence in, we're going to rely on, and we're going to place our care, our keeping, and our protection and provision in trusting the Lord. We know that He is trustworthy. We know that He cannot lie. We know that He is holy. We know that He's full of mercy. We know that He loves us. We know that He will never leave us. We know that not for a moment will He forsake us. And so because of these things and so much more, we can put our trust in the Lord. So if we're, again, going to be women who boast in the Lord, we will be women who most importantly will trust in the Lord every day, despite our current challenges or the situations or life's unforeseen circumstances. In Proverbs 29, verse 25, it says, "The fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whosoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." I know a lot of times we do put our trust in man. We rely on girlfriends. We rely on the wisdom of man. We rely on our own intellect sometimes. But we have got to be careful to not just rely on the information that we get from man, because we know that God does give a multitude of counsel. And we have to understand that God's word and what we know and what we believe about God, that we trust more in that, because that's what's going to keep us more safe, keep us secure, versus having a fear of man, which is going to prove to be a snare, afraid that we're not following what man says, or afraid that we're not following the wisdom or intellect of man. No, we want to be women who boast in the Lord, and to be able to do that, we need to be women who trust in Him fully. Now, what is keeping you from boasting in the Lord? Are you one that is able to believe, to obey, to be available, to surrender, and to trust in God? Again, think of that. I'm going to say it again. Boast in the Lord. B-O-A-S-T. Will you determine right now, today, Lord, I ask you, help me to believe. Help me to obey. Help me to be available. Help me to surrender. And help me, Lord God Almighty, to trust in you. So I hope today that you will indeed become a woman who will boast in the Lord. And of course, you have to be in the Lord, receive Him as your Lord and Savior, to be able to have the power to be able to do any of these things. I pray that first of all, that you will have put your faith and your trust and your belief in Him and asked Him to forgive you of your sins and to come into your life and to be your Lord and Savior. If you'd like to learn more about how to do that, please go to our website and you'll see on the homepage where you're able to trust Jesus or believe in Jesus. You'll see a tab there where you can click on to be able to receive Him. And so please go to our website and click on that tab to learn more about how to truly be a woman who can boast in the Lord. I hope that you are encouraged and that you will be here for our next episode. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.